Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Mark Hagerstad, CFO of American Medical Systems Holdings, as well as the treasurer, John Armbruster. And the company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is AMMD. And the company provides medical solutions for restoring men and women's pelvic health. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Good to be with you.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk about the NHS contract.
Well, quite honestly, that was a press release that just went out today. In terms of incremental revenues or anything like that, there's not necessarily a lot of incremental revenue. It's kind of the price of playing in the UK market. So we got on that contract. Admittedly, there are a number of players on that contract as well in terms of our competitors. But you want to make sure you are on that to have access to the national healthcare system in the UK. So it's a good foot forward. Again, it's a price to play in the UK to make sure you get on those contracts.
Great. And so you also recently, can you provide us with the results of your exchange offer?
Sure. This is John Armbruster. So we recently completed an exchange of our 2036 convertible notes for $250 million of new convertible notes with a longer dated put and maturity date.
Great. And without getting into, you don't have to get into any, specifics, as far as anything technical. The company also expanded the gold standard AMS for the urinary sphincter line for the AMS 800.
Yeah, we did. A couple things have happened on that one. Number one is we had it's coated with inhibizone, which is an antibacterial coating. Although there's already a very low infection threshold related to that product, as low as it is by treating it with this antibacterial inhibizone, it cuts that by even half. And so it's very valuable in terms of having the coating. There's been a couple of other things. We had a 3.5-inch cuff. We just announced the release of that, so there's a smaller cuff. So for those men that may have smaller urethras, it's much more viable from that perspective. And then there is a third piece to it, too, and that is as we expand into geographic markets, we did receive regulatory approval. We still need to receive reimbursement approval, but we did receive regulatory approval on the AMS 800. So there's been a number of things that have happened here in the last couple months related to that product.
Certainly. And can you guys talk about right now some of the market trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the trends, I guess I'd say in pelvic health and some of your other products?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as you take a look at our growth rate potential in general, first of all, there's going to be growth underlying growth is going to come from demographics. So to the point that we have an aging population, that's certainly to our advantage. There's probably around 5% underlying growth from that perspective. We've been able to continue to drive significantly higher growth than that and anticipate doing so going forward from a couple other perspectives. We're very underpenetrated in the majority of the markets we play in, and so there continues to be a significant opportunity for us to grow much faster than even the underlying demographic growth rates. And then in addition to that, as I just alluded to on Japan, we're very underpenetrated once we get outside the United States. And, we do have 8 direct offices outside the United States, and we do have distributors in over 50 countries. But with that said, we are not nearly as penetrated outside the United States as we are inside. So tremendous amount of opportunity for growth, even above and beyond the underlying demographics of the markets we sell in.
Great. And so, can you talk about some of your other key products where we might be able to find them?
Yeah. So if you take a look at our company, we divide ourselves into 3 businesses. We have men's health, women's health, and BPH therapy. And then within those 3 businesses, we basically have 7 product lines. So just to list them off for you, Within men's health, we have male continence, medical devices to treat male continence. We have penile prostheses for erectile dysfunction. Within women's health, we have slings that are used to treat female incontinence. We have slings that are used to treat prolapse. And we also have a product to treat endometriosis, which is excessive uterine bleeding. And then within BPH therapy, we have two products. One is the gold standard. It's called the green light laser, which is used to vaporize prostate tissue for BPH or enlarged prostate. And then a second product, which is more of an in-office procedure to treat BPH, and that's called Thermatrix.
Great. And so what are some of the things that you guys would say makes AMS unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Yeah, if you take a look at the players within pelvic health, both on the male and female side, we consider ourselves by far the largest standalone company to has medical devices to treat these disease states. If you take a look at our major competitors, we have one smaller competitor in a couple of these product lines, a company called Coloplast. And then the majority of the rest of our competitors are small, are divisions of much, much larger companies, divisions of Boston Scientific, Medtronic, Bard, J&J. And so we do have a single-minded focus in this arena, and it really plays to our benefit. We are a $500 million company. We have been in this arena for over 35 years. In the majority of the product lines that we're in that I previously mentioned, we have a number one market share, and we're very well recognized by the physician community. And so I think that, you know, we're large enough that we can easily compete with those divisions of bigger companies, but because it's our single-minded focus, I think we have very good relationships with the customer base.
Great, and so as far as the way that the company works, you know, within the sector, how important are alliances and partnerships and joint ventures?
You know, we don't have much joint venture activity or alliances. I'm not sure what you're getting at. Obviously, relationships with the physicians are very important to us in terms of ideas. You know, our company is known for being, you know, a technology-driven company. We certainly get many of our ideas and have reviews from physicians. We do have distributors outside the United States, and we do work with something called mobile providers inside the United States for our product line that we use to treat BPH. But in terms of just joint ventures or partnerships or alliances with other companies other than for distribution, we really don't have any.
Okay, great. And so perhaps you guys could walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management team at American Medical Systems.
Sure. You know, I'm Mark Hagestad. I've been here for 2.5 years as a CFO. Prior to that, I had various financial positions at Medtronic. I was at Medtronic for 18 years. Prior to that, I had 6 years of audit experience at KPMG.
John, I'm Brewster, treasurer of AMS. I've been here in that role for about three and a half years, and then in total have about close to 20 years of finance experience in different areas of the specialty.
Great, and so what are some of the specific milestones and goals that you guys hope to accomplish for AMS as a, you know, as a management team over the course of the next 12 months?
And given the current economy, certainly we intend to, you know, continue the growth rates that we've seen here over the past few quarters. We have been driving increasing profitability in this company. In terms of operating margins, we anticipate we'll continue to increase those profitabilities over the next 12 months. And we have been very focused on generating cash and very successful in generating cash here over the last 12 months. And certainly our intention is to continue to do the same as we go forward.
Great. And so you are a holding company. So What are some of the synergies that you look for in some of the the companies that you acquire?
In everything that we have, our focus, or the sandbox we play in, is medical devices within the pelvic health.
Good answer. Very succinct. And in terms of investors, do you guys believe that right now investors understand the general direction and message of AMS?
I do. I think our story's out there. As you said, I think we have a pretty succinct story. I think the key for us, and the onus is on us to do this, is we need to continue to be able to impress upon people the opportunity we have in terms of growth. You know, I'd mentioned that we are underpenetrated in the most of the markets we play in, and again, certainly from a geographic standpoint, we have a lot of opportunity. We need to do a good job of educating our investors on those opportunities, and that's certainly a focus for us as we go forward.
Great, certainly. And once again, joining us today is Mark Hagerstad, CFO of American Medical Systems Holdings, as well as John Armbruster, the treasurer. And once again, American Medical Holdings trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is AMMD. And it's currently trading at $17 a share. Before we conclude, gentlemen, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to the potential investor?
Yeah, again, no, I appreciate the opportunity. It's probably a summary of some of the things we've been talking about. I think,
sure.
We've done a very good job of stabilizing. We continue to see growth even during difficult economic. Even more so, we continue to leverage our P&L. So our profitability is growing at a faster pace than our revenue. We see opportunity to continue that going forward. And we continue to focus on cash flow. And we've been very successful in fortifying our capital structure. We have paid down over $100 million of debt last year. We're looking to do close to that again this year. And then again, with the recent convert, as you just mentioned, it certainly gives us some financial flexibility as we look at the midterm in the years to come here.
Certainly. Well, we look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you both for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Juan.